Welcome to Russian Made Easy, where we leverage advanced techniques like superliteral translation and construction branching to get you speaking Russian naturally, right from the start.
Welcome to episode 13. We know that cognates are words that sound very similar between two languages and have the same meaning. And we've learned lots of them already. But there's also something known as a false cognate. Those are words that sound similar between two languages, but have totally different meanings. For example, listen to this Russian word.
Винегрет.
That sounds like that kind of oil and vinegar salad dressing, doesn't it? Listen again.
Винегрет.
Well, in Russian, it doesn't refer to a salad dressing. Ask a Russian person for some vinaigrette, and he'll hand you a salad made of beets, pickles, potatoes, carrots, and onions. The word vinaigrette in English and the word
vinaigrette
in Russian are false cognates. They do sound the same, but they represent different things. So listen to and repeat the following four Russian words. Three are cognates, but one is a false cognate. Ready?
Парк, центр, кафе, магазин.
They're all common locations in a city or town. One more time.
Парк, центр, кафе, магазин.
Let's hear them in context. The first was
Park.
A large grassy area in the middle of a city is called a
Park.
So we say park, and in Russian they of course roll that R.
Park.
Next was
Center.
The main downtown part of a city is called the
Center.
Hear how that's starting with a T-S sound? Center. Try saying, what's up? What's center?
Center.
So we say the downtown area or the city center, and in Russian they just say
center.
Then we heard
кафе.
An informal restaurant, often focusing on lunch rather than dinner, is called a
кафе.
Кафе.
So in English we say кафе, and in Russian the vowels change slightly.
Кафе.
And finally we heard the false cognate
магазин.
Any building where products are bought and sold is called a
магазин.
Магазин.
So the Russian word
магазин
translates as store in English. Okay, quiz time. Of those four locations, where might you go to have lunch?
В кафе.
Where might you go to play frisbee?
В парк.
Where would you go to buy something?
В магазин.
And where would you go to be in the heart of the city?
В центр.
As we let those percolate in your memory, let's now review the material from the last podcast. Imagine you're showing your friend a photo of Moscow. Tell them, this is Moscow.
Это Москва.
Say, I love Moscow.
Я люблю Москву.
Say, I like Kiev, but I love Odessa.
Мне нравится Киев, но я люблю Одессу.
Ask your friend, do you like St. Petersburg?
Тебе нравится Санкт-Петербург?
What are the two ways we might say I love you?
Я тебя люблю.
Or
Я люблю тебя.
I talk so much about Russia and Ukraine, but that's not quite fair. There are so many other countries where Russian is spoken. So let's add some into the I love construction. The speaker will name a country, and then she'll say that she loves it. Just echo what she says.
Belarus.
I love Belarus.
Я люблю Беларусь. Эстония. Я люблю Эстонию. Казахстан. Я люблю Казахстан. Литва.
Lithuania.
Я люблю Литву.
So, do you remember our four new words? Where would you go to fly a kite? Listen.
В парк.
Did you notice how the native speaker added a f sound in front of park? Listen again.
В парк.
В парк.
That's because she's answering my question by saying, to the park.
В парк.
That F sound means to, in the sense of moving towards a location. So adding that F sound now, where would you go to look at the city's tallest buildings?
В центр.
Where would you go to buy a souvenir?
В магазин.
Now, it's hard to say «ф» магазин, so Russians pronounce it as the letter «v» instead. Listen again.
В магазин.
Where would you go to have coffee and snacks?
В кафе.
All right, there are two more words I want to show you before we put everything together today. For now, just listen and repeat the first one.
Пошли.
One more time.
Пошли.
Let's get the meaning from context. You and some friends are standing in your home by the front door. You're ready to head out, you've got your house keys in your hand. As you open the front door, you call out to everyone,
Пошли.
And then you gesture for them to all follow you outside. What might you have said in English? Probably, let's go or let's head out. And that's how пошли is used. It's a call to action to get people to head off to some location. And though it translates as let's head out or let's go, the super literal meaning is we, or they, headed out on foot. It's a past tense verb. For example, if someone has asked you where James and Natasha are, you might say, James and Natasha went to the park.
James и Наташа пошли в парк.
Again, пошли literally means they headed out somewhere on foot.
But mostly we'll just use it as a way to encourage your friends to head out to wherever your destination is. So grab your keys, open the door, and tell your friend, let's go.
Пошли.
It doesn't have to be a command. It can actually be a question as well. Let's go. Пошли. And here's the other word to learn.
Куда?
Can you hear that it's a question? Listen again.
Куда?
So there you are in your Kiev apartment, and you want to head out to grab a bite. You open the door and have this brief exchange with your girlfriend.
Даша, пошли.
Куда?
В кафе.
Or imagine instead that you're in some smaller Russian city and you want to see the main downtown area. Your conversation would go like this.
Катя, пошли.
Куда?
В центр.
How would you translate that whole conversation? You say, Катя, let's go. And she asks,
Куда?
And you say, to the center. So, куда must mean to where, or to which location are we headed? Of course, usually it's the person who is local who'd be the more proactive person. So, imagine your Russian friend is ready to head out. What will she say?
Пошли.
And you ask her, to where, as in, where are we headed?
Куда?
How will she say, to the park?
В парк.
This is a very common exchange in Russian, so I want to make sure we master it. Before doing some more, though, it's tip time.
And now here's your tip for the day from Russian Made Easy.
I got an email this morning from a listener named Brent in Berlin. He writes, Здравствуйте, Марк. And that, by the way, is a good way to start. I want to thank you for these podcasts. I'm in Moscow, and so far I've been able to order all my own meals in Russian, and I introduce myself and my business partner to the Russians we'll be working with. He thanks me and then writes, my request is if you could do a podcast on colors. Thank you, Brent, for your kind words. It's kind of the coolest part of the job to hear that it's working for people. But I'd like to talk for a moment about your request to learn colors. The problem is an all-audio format isn't really the ideal way to teach a language, and the topic of colors is a classic example of why. In the field of language learning, among both students and those who create courses, there seems to be an assumption that, well, language is something we speak and something we hear, so an audio-only course should be a great way to learn. It's not. I mean, here I am making these podcasts, and I'm nevertheless telling you that an all-audio format is not ideal. It's pretty good. I mean, you've hopefully learned a lot here, but here's the thing. Assuming you're not blind, then your vision played a major role in your acquisition of language. I don't mean for reading. I mean for learning the meaning of words and phrases. Honestly, all five senses play a role in learning a language, but since we are primarily visual creatures, that is, most of what we know about the world is processed through our vision, that means most of what you learned in English was done visually. In an all-audio format, the stimulus, if you will, always has to come through your hearing, and that's often not the ideal way. So, for me to test your recall of the Russian word for red, for example, I have to ask you, okay, now how do you say red in Russian? Whereas, in a course that uses video, I can say, you're about to see a series of colors on screen. Please say each one in Russian. So I can just show you a color, and you name it. With video, I can make you think directly in Russian. That limitation of an all-audio format is why there are a lot of topics and themes I'm avoiding in this podcast, and that's why I always encourage you to check out our Russian Accelerator course, because it features video. Long-term, if you really want to become conversational in Russian, a video-based course is the way to go. All right, let's get back to today's new words. Imagine your Russian friend wants to buy a new phone and is ready to head out. What will he say to you as he opens his front door to leave?
Пошли.
Ask him, to where, as in, where are we headed?
Куда?
How will he say, to the store?
В магазин.
Tell him, okay, let's go.
Хорошо, пошли.
One more. Tell your friend, I want coffee.
Я хочу кофе.
She says, and I want a cappuccino.
И я хочу капучино.
So suggest, let's head off to Starbucks?
Пошли в Starbucks.
She says, okay, I love Starbucks. Let's go.
Хорошо. Я люблю Starbucks. Пошли.
That's the end of today's podcast. And given that we just learned to talk about where we're headed, next time we'll learn to talk about where we are. So be sure you have today's new words and constructions on your flashcards, and I'll see you in the next podcast.
This has been another episode of Russian Made Easy. To put your listening skills to the test, be sure to check out our new media center at RussianMadeEasy.com.